The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Ray Andrewson, Executive Director of the Quinnipiac Chamber. This is a podcast and information interviews that we host with a variety of our members from manufacturing, from education, from retail, from restaurants, for small business services, health fields, nonprofit organizations as well. And it's sponsored by Guilford Savings Bank, GSB, Hometown Banking with GSB. And today we are talking about education. And in North Haven, there's a school that's made quite an inroads, a facility that is on Mansfield Road in the Blue Hills neighborhood of North Haven, a beautiful landscape and also a beautiful facility and a beautiful modern design that integrates well with its setting. Of course, we're talking about the Slate School, and there's a major announcement about the Slate School and how it's growing and its major expansion. But here to talk about the origins, the contemporary Slate School, the curricula, the teachers, the parents, the staff, the administration. Joining us is head of school, Julie Mountcastle. Julie, welcome.
Thanks, Ray. Delighted to be here.
Well, it's a beautiful setting, and I mentioned that, but let's talk about the inner workings of the school. When you drive up the driveway and the open fields and the space, you really have a great physical setting.
It's true. 26 acres here for the lower school. It's a beautiful setting. There's dry meadow, there's wetlands, there's a pond, a stream bed. There's beautiful boulders up in the upper left-hand corner with a nice view of the whole school. And then there are these six incredible buildings. But they were so brilliantly designed by our architects that they seemed to melt right into the land. I walk to school in the morning, and I love to walk to school. And when I get here, I see the deer popping through the meadow. And I think they don't even mind the buildings. I think they actually like them.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they do. It does integrate beautifully. It is an attractive setting. But of course, when you go through the wooded gates and you go up the driveway to the school, you have the children. So let's talk about the structure of the Slate School. And we will discuss, of course, the newest development for the Slate School expansion in just a few minutes. But as it stands for this school year, here we are. The autumn leaves are with us. And let's describe exactly what's going on. The grade that you start at and the grade that you end.
Okay, so Slate School begins in kindergarten. And we have a kindergarten class in the building called Treetop. There are eight youngsters in that class, and they are able to learn the way 5-year-olds should learn, which is through play and exploration. It's a really beautiful program for them. They begin doing the work that students do all throughout their experience here. They begin it at age 5, making goals and commitments and learning to be good stewards of the environment. It's a really incredible class. So kindergarten in Treetop, and then there's 20 students in grades 1 and 2 in a combined classroom. Each classroom has 2 teachers, by the way. So there's plenty of facilitating and lots of good guides for children to help them to learn about the things that they're most interested in. So grades 1 and 2 together, 20 students. This year we have 16 students in grades 3 and 4 in a classroom called Apple Tree. An apple tree is one of the 2 classrooms that looks beyond a small courtyard. It looks back toward a beautiful piney woods and on beyond to the wider world. And then finally, this year, for the first time, we've opened our grade 5 classroom. All of our buildings now have students in them, with 7 students in grade 5. And next year, we'll welcome a 6th grade, and the school will be at its capacity, we hope, of 70 students. This year, we have about 53 students. So
where do the students come from? Obviously, you're a regional school.
that's a great question. Actually, when we first were thinking about the school, we assumed that most of our students would come from the nearby area. And we do have quite a lot of students that come to us from North Haven. But as you know, North Haven has wonderful schools, and so does Hamden. But we receive a good number of students from North Haven and Hamden. But we have students from Easton and Fairfield and Cromwell and Madison. We have children, it's more than a 30-mile radius for students. Some children travel 40 minutes to come to Slate School every day.
That's beautiful when you think of that kind of commitment. And of course, the parents that are engaged are very much engaged with the teachers. So what kind of parental engagement do you foster as well as the engagement you have with the children?
Well, it's incredible, actually. You know, we always say that a child's first teachers are their parents. And the foundation that parents provide is so important for children in any school. But we are so lucky that parents at Slade School are really interested in coming in and being part of the classroom experience. We have something here. I guess all schools really do have this, too. But we have maybe a little bit more emphasis on something called side-by-side learning. And we love for people, parents at first, and then certainly people from the whole community coming in and just sharing with the children the things that they love to do, whether it's knitting or, you know, working out a thorny problem from their work or practicing an instrument that they play either professionally or as a hobby. And that's a really important part of our school here. We have a little courtyard, and I sometimes think of it as Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, because we'll look up and say, oh, is that Mr. Roan in the courtyard? Oh my goodness, he looks like he's got a penny whistle. Let's go see what he's up to. And the whole school pours out into the courtyard, and we have a wonderful experience learning about something that's important to someone else. And so
that's a really beautiful story in the way you put it. And I think back to the origin, day one, when Slate School started, all the construction was starting on the facility. But also you had to come up with a curriculum. You had to actually come up with something that defined the Slate School. So let's trace it back to the mission statement and how the Slate School came to be.
Well, Slate School is really interested in cultivating creativity and helping children to stay curious, lifelong learners. And one way we know that works, because we've seen lots of models be successful all around the world, is learner-led education. So allowing students to choose the topics that they're reading about, doing mathematics about, learning about the history and the science of those particular subjects. So here at Slate School, we have a curriculum that has been developed, and we started long before the school opened, surveying different curricula from all over the world. Of course, we looked at Finland, but we also looked at Nova Scotia and California and brilliant schools in Illinois, actually all over the country. And the Common Core, you know, we looked into the Common Core, and then we took what we thought was really valuable, and we put it together into a curriculum that we believed is developmentally appropriate for kids.
So let's get into not only the curriculum that you're discussing too, but training and teachers and where they come from. How have you been able to recruit the teachers?
It's amazing, actually, right? I mean, I feel like we've been so fortunate to have these people sort of just come toward us. We'll put out a notice for teachers. And I'll tell you, I've had a lot of experience, both in public school and now here at Slate School, in talking with a wide variety of educators. And so many recognize immediately how powerful this kind of teaching is and how it respects the child in a way that builds them up. I had a teacher when I was in education school, and she said, never smile until November, because the kids won't respect you. And it's so funny. I hear that in my head, and I have to laugh, just like you did, because actually what the children want is to know that somebody is beside them, really in pursuit of the same thing that they're in pursuit of, growing our minds and thinking about things and understanding the world better every day. That learning is forever, And I smile on the first day of school, and so do all the teachers here. And not just because it's a wonderful way to teach, but it's actually a wonderful teaching community. We pride ourselves on being sure that we apply the same kinds of ideals to our teaching staff that we apply to the children. So, you know, encouraging all of us to be more than one thing. We're not just teachers here. We're also piano players and oboe players and people who like to hike and people who are part of the Boy Scouts and, you know, all sorts of things. And we want to encourage each other to keep growing in all those ways.
So with the success earlier of the Slate School, you had some major news. You're about to expand. The Slate School is going to be growing and expanding in the years to come.
Very exciting. Very exciting. We had a wonderful collaboration with the Planning and Zoning and the Wetlands Commissions here in North Haven, and wonderful support from our neighbors and our families. And yes, we have been approved to grow our school to accept students in grades 7 through 12, beginning just as we began this school, small, starting with grade 7, only 15 grade 7 students in the fall of 2024, and being full capacity grades K through 12 by 2029. Very exciting.
So will that mean an expansion of the facility?
We are building a new building. That's correct. Just north of the property that we have here, we were able to get, we have 26 acres now, and we got 15 more, 14 more, so we're at 40 acres now. So we're adding another building, what I like to refer to with the architects as Slate School grown up. So it's a two-story building, and it uses a lot of the elements that we have so successfully used in the architecture here at Lower Slate. So beautiful cedar siding, some slate, because what would Slate School be without slate, and a lot of glass so that we can see the outside and actually still be a part of this incredible landscape.
So let's talk about your partnership with the town of North Haven. This is in a residential, but a fairly rural part of the town, the northwestern part, historic, some historic old homes and farms are in that area. So it's a very pretty landscape, and it's not too far away from the Quinnipiac University campus and Sleeping Giant State Park. So describe your relationship with the town of North Haven.
Well, you know, when this school first began, one of our founders, Jennifer Clark, met with more than 200 people in one-on-one interviews at Starbucks to talk with them and share with them what Slate School was going to be about. And that incredible commitment to really go door to door has never stopped. And in fact, I think it's increased with the addition of Kelly Campanelli, our school narrator. Listen, we are completely aware of how change can be very unsettling, and a beautiful neighborhood like this with homes that people are so proud of, and rightly so, we knew that we had to make a strong case that this school was going to actually be an improvement to what had been here previously. And it was not a quick sell. We really had to do our due diligence, and we had to listen to people, and we had to consider everybody's point of view and everybody's perspective, both literal and figurative. You know, we needed to think about what the school was going to look like for the people who drive down the road. And luckily, oh, go ahead, Ray, you go.
I'm just going to mention that I think your neighbors have been fairly pleased. It's a fairly quiet facility. And during the summertime, of course, when it's in off peak, it's beautiful, open, expansive woods and also vistas. You have meadows, and it's a very pretty sight, too.
Thank you. I thank you. And I think that in the end, that's exactly what people realized, that we were not joking. We want to make our school beautiful for everyone. We want our school to be a real benefit to the community. We want to know our neighbors. We want to work with them. We want them to come in for side-by-side learning. And we want them to love driving by Slate School. And so it's been a really important piece for us. And I think people have heard us and can see that we're committed to that by the work we've done in our current campus.
So looking ahead for next year, years ahead, as you expand with your 7 to 12 upper school option with seventh grade starting in the year 2024, of course, parents are listening. They wonder what the investment would be, financing, and how they pay for this type of education.
Well, I'm thrilled that you asked that, because Slate School is really a unique place. Slate School is the only K-6 school in the country that is 100% need blind and offers to meet 100% of demonstrated need. And the upper school will be the same. We believe absolutely that this kind of education should not be limited to those who have an abundance of funds. This kind of education should be affordable for everyone. And so we work very hard to make that possible.
If you'd like to learn more about the Slate School, I'm sure many people would love to take tours. Our QNET Leads group has been there, others within the Chamber of Commerce. How can they contact you as head of school and also your staff and learn a little bit more about it?
We would love to see you at Slate School. We have frequent tours, both for educators, for family members, and just for people who are interested to come and see the school. You can look on our website, that's slateschool.org, and you can call us here at Slate School and talk to our narrator, Kelly Campanelli. There's no one nicer than her. And you can also reach out to me by sending me an email at info@slateschool.org. Just directed to me. We'd be happy to talk with you. We'd be happy to give you a tour, and we'd be happy to try and entice you to spend some time with our students here at Slate School as well.
The beautiful Slate School, Mansfield Road in North Haven, and here on our Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, we've been speaking with Julie Mountcastle, head of school. Thank you for being with us, Julie Mountcastle, and we appreciate learning everything about the Slate School.
Thank you so much, Ray. It's my pleasure.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson at quinnchamcom.